There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Welcome to Jeff and Jen's Fake or For Real. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Excellent.
All right, Jeff, here we go. Three headlines, two fake, one real. You get the real headline, and you are going to go see Viet Gone at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. So is a real headline A. Several teen girls vandalized a fleet of pink cars and were caught twerking on the hoods. Is it B? A fast food worker is fired after she won't stop twerking during her shift, said she wanted to break the twerking world record. Or is it C? An attorney was arrested after trying to kick off a twerk at work campaign during a court recess.
I'll say C.
It's not C, it's A. The teenage girls.
Working.
Yep.
This is really just adding insult to injury. A cleaning company in California called Pink Sponge Cleaning. They own a fleet of 25 bright pink-colored Volkswagen Bugs. And early Saturday morning, there was a break-in at the lot, and they were vandalized.
Uh-oh.
The owner reviewed the security camera footage and saw at least three teens wreaking havoc, blasting a fire extinguisher, etching into the car's paint, breaking every headlight they could. But it wasn't just that. The footage showed two female teens twerking on the hoods of the Bugs for whatever reason.
Oh, boy.
Maybe because they knew they would be on camera.
Mm-hmm. They were showing off.
The owner said the teens were desecrating the cars for hours. Evidently, they were there for a long time. She didn't specify how much of that was spent twerking. But the teens caused around $25,000 in damage. I'm surprised it wasn't more than that. And the company launched a GoFundMe because their insurance claim was denied. The insurance claim was denied, apparently, because they had a previous incident of vandalism. So I don't know what's going on there, but the police noticed that the etchings included gang signs, which helped lead them to a 15-year-old suspect who they arrested for felony vandalism. So maybe he'll roll on the others.
Mm-hmm.
The investigation is ongoing.
That's got to be an expensive crime.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Where are we here? 17 after 7 o'clock. It's National Pretzel Day. We'll tell you how you get your free pretzel heading into the weekend. Also, 10 things everyone does but never talks about. And you've heard of people floating the idea of a four-day work week. There is a percentage of Americans who think we should have a seven-day work week.
What?
I was getting ready to ring my bell, but not now.
No, thank you. We thought you were going to hit us with 312.
How do you feel about a seven-day
work week? Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com.
Surgery has an art.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
And Morning Show on Q102.
Well, now that actress Sophia Bush is out and in a relationship with a woman, she tells Glamour magazine, "I feel like I can finally breathe." She said, "You know, I've always known that my sexuality exists on a spectrum. And right now, I think the word that best defines it is queer." Sophia was married to a guy until last year, but she did not leave because she suddenly realized she likes women. She said, "My partners have known what I'm into for as long as I have. So it's not like this came as a surprise to the men in her life." Sophia just doesn't like the idea that people still have to come out. You know,
Agreed.
As if it's like some explanation you're required to present to society to justify who you're with. But at the same time, she thinks it's important to have the conversation during, quote, a year when we're seeing the most aggressive attacks on the LGBTQIA+ community in modern history. I cover everybody?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know anymore.
Yeah. And I sometimes have to look up like what is the definition of queer, or what is the definition of some of the letters there.
So good for her.
Yeah. She's out there. She's happy. She put a big old essay out there talking all about it. If you want to read the whole thing, I'll put the link up.
There's a lot of my friends are into women's soccer, mm-hmm. and her current girlfriend is a big soccer star.
Yes.
So they were very worked up about it because they think Sophia Bush has broken up that other marriage of the soccer stars.
It was a hot topic together.
Last night at bowling. I think I followed along. I'm not exactly sure.
Well, I'll have to read the essay and check it out.
But she did an article in Glamour magazine, which was very telling.
Yes, that's the big essay that she wrote herself. All right, so did you know that Emma Stone's name isn't really Emma? Is it
Michael Allen Jeffrey?
It is not Michael Allen Jeffrey Thomas. It's Emily. Ta-da!
Not Emma, it's Emily.
Yeah, so, you know, when she first started to become an actress, you have to, register with the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah.
And if somebody already has your name, I guess you can't put it in there, or maybe you can. You just have to have, like, your own identity.
Yeah, I tried to register Jeff Thomas, and I had to add an abbreviation, like a middle name abbreviation, to differentiate.
Okay, so there is already an actress named Emily Stone in the Screen Actors Guild when she went to register. So she went ahead and changed her name to Emma.
Oh.
Just to become Emma Stone. So a few years ago, she freaked out and said, "I can't do it anymore. Please just call me Emily." And so her friends and family kind of know her by Emily. They call her Emily, people that are really close to her. She says, of course, if fans come up to her and say, "Hey, Emma," she's not going to correct them, but she would prefer everyone call her Emily.
Yeah, so when I meet new people for the first time, eventually, you know, it comes out that my legal name is Michael. And so I have to explain the whole thing and, you know, the name change and... you know, there was the radio name. There was like the radio identity back in the day when everybody used to change their name for privacy reasons, and how it's less of a thing now, but the name stuck and it's just kind of how everybody knows me. And after their head is spinning, they're like, "Yeah, Jeff is much easier."
I just can't see you as a Michael, even though that is your real name, because I have always known you as Jeff.
Right.
The same thing, like if you started calling me Jenny, that would be weird, because that's my real name is Jennifer, but my family, my mom, my dad,
they all call you Jenny. Yeah, well, my family calls me Michael.
Yeah, I know, but it's just weird to, like, if you started,
but it's not weird to me. I answer to both.
I answer to everything. Jen, Jenny, Jennifer, Fritch, Fridge, Frick,
Frenchie,
Fritchie.
Did you say fridge?
Fridge.
Yeah.
What else is in there? French.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's like whatever you want. It doesn't matter.
Well, we met some other travelers when we were on vacation at the resort, and I was introducing myself as Jeff.
I was going to say, how do you introduce yourself?
I was just saying, I'm Jeff. But then, you know, like the pool guy would come around and and they would call me Mr. Michael. They would call me by my first name, but they would add a Mr. in front of it. So they said, Mr. Michael, can we get you something to drink? And they said, Mike, I thought you said your name was Jeff. Now I got to go through the whole thing. I got to explain the whole thing.
Why couldn't we all just be Tim Timmermans?
Right. And a lot of these people who were traveling, they're like the guests, a lot of the guests were from other countries and didn't speak English as a first language. So they're like, yeah, I think we're just going to stick with Jeff. That's easier.
Jeff, hello.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Garf.
Garf.
Works for me. Okay, let's talk about the perfect movie length in the era of the 3 hour or 3 hour plus movie. Boy, it is refreshing when you come across a movie that can wrap up in an hour and a half. And according to, right? And according to a new poll, Americans think the perfect movie length is just 92 minutes. 92 minutes. Only 2% think that a movie should be longer than 2.5 hours.
I'm with these people. I think about an hour and 45. What do you think? 2 hours?
Yeah, I'd say between 90 and 120.
90 seems short to me.
That's
the
sweet spot.
It seems like a kid's movie. But I feel like the full story could be wrapped in 2 hours.
I feel that's true for most. There are rare occasions where there might be like a trilogy type movie series that I'm following. And in those cases, like they're not long enough. Like if it's really good writing and really interesting characters and it's taking you across a extended period of time, those if it's good enough and I am really into it, then I can go longer. But in 99.9% of the cases, 90 minutes sounds reasonable. The poll also covered another hot button topic. That would be subtitles. A third of people say they never use them. 16% say they always do. We had a situation like that. We were watching Scoop on Netflix, the movie with Gillian Anderson. And that was about the whole like booking the Prince Andrew interview.
Yeah.
And everybody's talking. And what the funny thing is, she's an American actress talking with a British accent.
That's got to be hard for her.
And so is the guy who played Prince Andrew. The guy who played Prince Andrew is the guy that plays the husband on The Diplomat. I can't think of his name. But the accents were so thick that I had to put the subtitles up because I was missing half the dialogue.
I am right there with you. I had to do that, too, when I would watch the Crown sometimes.
Right.
I would have to put the subtiles up just to be like, what are they saying to
Downton Abbey, I had the same issue.
Yeah. The husband on The Diplomat is Rufus Sewell.
Great British baking show. There's always one contestant from, like, the Northern Lands, and you're like, I don't know what she's saying.
It's all choppy. Sometimes Adele, dude, when I was watching Adele in Vegas live, she talks a lot during her show, but her accent is so thick and she is so fast that most of the time I was like, what'd she say?
Right. Same problem. So that's why 16% say they always do. 15% say whether the caption should be on or off is a hotly debated topic in their home. And by the way, if you'd like to test out the 92-minute theory, it's funny that it's 92 minutes and not 90 minutes. Yeah. Here are 5 movies with that exact runtime. Dodgeball is exactly 92 minutes.
That's a good one.
Monsters, Inc. is exactly 92 minutes. So is Kung Fu Panda, Beetlejuice, and Toy Story 2.
Yeah, see, kids' movies, they got it. They got that sweet spot. For sure.
It's that magic 92-minute attention span.
Yeah, I like that. All right, this is exciting. We saw this yesterday on the Today Show. Jennifer Aniston is producing a remake of the movie 9 to 5. Well, it's actually...
What a way to make a living.
I know. It's a reimagining, whatever that means. So I'm wondering if it's going to be kind of the same, but not really. I don't know. So the film came out a million years ago. If you are not aware of it, it's an 1980s movie that had Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda, and Lily Tomlin in it. They were office workers that were getting revenge on their sexist boss, played by Dabney Coleman. Well, this new reimagined movie is coming down from Diablo Cody, who did Juno, Jennifer's Body, and Lisa Frankenstein, which I haven't seen that one, but Juno was really good.
Juno was really good.
Yeah. So there was talk way back in 2018 that they were going to do a remake or like a sequel with the original cast, but that kind of just went away. So we're going to get this totally reimagined movie. We also don't know if Jennifer Aniston is going to be in it or if she's just going to be like directing it or helping cast it or exactly what her role is going to be, but she's producing it so far. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
I remember my parents watching that movie. I don't really remember what happened in the movie, the original one, but I remember like little bits and pieces, I think, from my parents watching it.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Yeah, that's worth watching. Let's see. A TikToker posted his theory that Nickelodeon's 90s legend Stick Stickley is dead.
What happened?
Just a rumor, though.
Well, here's the guy who has people wondering. Let's start there.
I'm sorry that I have to report the death of 90s superstar Stick Stigley. See, if you were born between 1977 and 1985, Stick Stigley was a huge part of your childhood. He owned the 90s. See, I wrote Stick a letter. I was inviting him to the Xennial party. But as you can see, I got the return to sender. Now, a couple of you are saying, Xennial D, that doesn't mean that he's dead. But you have to remember, Stick gave us this address. How many times did he tell us, write to me, Stig Stigley? If he was just going to move, he would tell us.
And that's Stick Stigley.
Oh, I was trying to remember who he is. So it's like a popsicle stick.
Popsicle stick with eyes and a little thick nose and mouth. I thought you guys would know.
No.
I don't.
The last thing
did he have his own show?
The last thing I watched on Nickelodeon that I remember sitting down to watch was you can't do that on television.
Oh, see, I loved Clarissa Explains It All.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Put me down for that
Double
one.
Double Dare. All those shows. Those were great. What was the other one? Camp Anawana. We hold you in our hearts. That was the other thing I watched.
Yeah. Stick Stickley was a popsicle stick adorned with googly eyes, a yellow nose, and small grin, was a Nickelodeon mainstay, making his first appearance in 1995 as part of Nick in the Afternoon. Though his tenure on the network ended in 1998, in 2011, he made his return to host You Pick with Stick as part of Teen Nick's The 90s Are All That, Entertainment Weekly reported. Paul Christie was even slated to voice the character as he had done with the original more than 15 years prior. But, I guess his return to the network ended in 2012. And TikTok users flooded the comment section to share in their distress over the news that Stick Stickley was gone.
Aww.
So,
I think
quite an icon.
I was going to say, I think after school, I spent a lot of time watching Saved by the Bell. Maybe it's why I didn't see him.
Maybe.
I don't know. So last night we were talking a little bit about the NFL draft a little bit earlier this morning because the Bengals took Amarius Mims. But Tim, I know I'm kind of sad that you didn't watch it because at the beginning of the NFL draft, which took place in Detroit.
They look good. They broke an NFL draft record. There were almost 300,000 people downtown.
They showed up. I have never seen that many people. It looked like Lollapalooza was going down or something. But they did this big montage that was like, we're going to bring out Detroit's favorite son. And then they kept going back and forth on who was Detroit's favorite son.
Smokey Robinson.
Eminem.
Oh, yeah.
So Eminem, of course.
Oh, did he announce something?
He came out and he played the trailer from his new album that's going to be coming out this summer, The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grace.
Nice.
So, yeah, we got to see the little trailer of that last night. He looks pretty good.
Good. Did he have the fake black hair?
No, he had a hat on and he had a Lions sweatshirt. But they brought him out and everyone, of course, immediately booed Roger Goodell. But when Eminem came out, they were like, rah!
My cousin was down there and I had some friends down there. So they were sending me some updates. They were really drunk.
Oh, yeah. It was insane.
They always boo Roger Goodell.
I know. They do.
I think he's just used to it.
You know? Yeah, I think so.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't.
And he makes so much damn money, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even when they were like going back between who the favorite son was, when they panned to Eminem, he even said, you know, you're going to get booed, right? You know, talking to Roger Goodell.
Right. The new 4-part documentary, Thank You, Good Night, The Bon Jovi Story, began streaming today on Hulu. And in the very first episode, John Bon Jovi tells the story how every record company turned him away. So he couldn't get a label deal. So he took it upon himself to get his first song, Runaway, on the radio. And here's how he did that.
And I said, who's the loneliest man in the music business? The DJ. There was a new radio station in New York City.
WAPP.
WAPP. And fortunately for me, a young guy by the name of John Lastman and a guy named Chip Hobart, who was the DJ on the air, played him Runaway, and he said, that's a hit song. But the miracle of miracles happened. Doubleday, the book publisher, they owned 8 radio stations in some big markets. They started playing Runaway on all 8 stations.
And all of a sudden, from getting turned down by every record company, we were the most requested song.
Wow.
Interesting.
And here's what a small world it is. I used to answer phones for Chip Hobart when he worked in Boston.
Wow.
Yeah.
Full circle. He's still hanging out.
He's retired, but.
That's your connection to Bon Jovi.
Right.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Richie Sambora doesn't really like how he was portrayed in this document. Richie Sambora contributed extensive interviews to this docuseries, but ultimately he felt that the producers didn't do him any favors. John Bon Jovi actually invited Richie to his house to screen the show, and he wasn't happy. Richie's rep says Richie left after the third episode because he was sick and tired of what he was seeing. He didn't like the way he was being cast. He disagrees with how they framed his departure from the band. And to him, the currency of happiness is more important than the currency of money.
So. He's always had a bit of a temper, hasn't he, Richie Sambora?
I don't know. The two times that I met him and we interviewed him, he could not have been nicer and more charismatic. That doesn't mean he doesn't have it in him.
Yeah. I wonder why he doesn't like how he's being portrayed, though. It's just editing. I mean, he went in there and it's his voice. He said the things that they're putting in the show.
Or maybe he does, or maybe he feels that there were certain things he said that they left out and allowed the rest of the band's narrative to kind of take over.
Yeah.
Which can sometimes happen.
I see that.
I'll be watching that this weekend on Hulu.
I was going to say, it sounds really good. But how funny is that, that back in the day you could just take your little old tape to the DJ and try to get it played on the radio?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Years ago when I worked in Arkansas, Walmart, where it's just based where I lived, would have this big, basically Walmart festival every year. Shareholders would come in and all that, and they'd bring in all these stars like Elton John and Beyonce, and they would just play these private pop-up events for like 50 people.
And wow.
And we'd get the tip like, hey, we heard so-and-so is going to be over at that restaurant or that bar.
That's crazy.
They're going to be there.
That's great.
It was cool. So they had an event at Razorback Stadium, the University of Arkansas, this huge stadium. And so we snuck into that to see this presentation and see the performance of whoever it was, some famous singer. And we're sitting on this in the second level, and we turn around because people were like, hey, look at that guy back there. And up, you know, it wasn't full, up at like the last 10 rows where no one was sitting, was just one guy sitting up there. John Bon Jovi.
Wow.
Just sitting there.
That's great.
By himself?
Yeah, it was just by himself. I think he was in for some other Walmart thing and was just checking out the show. But
he had
some people behind him sort of escorting him when he wanted to leave. But he was just sitting there by himself.
Oh, that's cool.
That guy looks familiar. Holy bleep, it's Bon Jovi.
Well, that's your latest E! News. We'll have more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we got 3 headlines for you. 2 of those headlines are fake. 1 headline is real. If you can guess the real headline, we're going to set you up with a pair of tickets to see Viet Gong, the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park production of Viet Gong, which starts this weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.